Hi, this is Mitch Tyke, and I've moved on from my stint at the Milwaukee affiliate of National Public Radio to a second act, or maybe a sixth or seventh act, with NCPR in upstate New York. This, too, is the second part to an interview. Let's see if Chris and Jim can redeem themselves after their subpar efforts in the first half of the interview, or better yet, maybe the guest will storm out. It's Season 7 of the Bait and Switch Podcast.
Welcome back to the Bait and Switch Podcast. My name is Jim Martin, along with my co-host, as always, Chris Beyer.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Chris. We're here tonight with John Behrens, local comedian and brother of Charlie Behrens and Behrens Productions with the Manitowoc Minute. Hi, John.
How are we doing, Jim? How are we doing, Chris?
Great. Doing great. It's been a fun night.
It's been definitely a fun night.
This is kind of what we envisioned a couple of years ago. You know, get some of the local comedians in here, and we're finally doing it. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. So we heard a lot about what you're doing for your job, kind of how you got into comedy, a little bit about your thoughts about comedy and Charlie, things like that in the first episode. So if you haven't seen that, listen to that. Go listen to that now. Now we're going to play a little bit of a game.
Yes.
So this game is going to – so we have a list of 83, and we're not going to go through all 83 – 83 old slang phrases that we should bring back. And I'm going to run through some of these phrases, and we're going to see if you guys can figure out at all what these phrases actually mean.
I'm ready.
Okay, are we ready? We're going to start off with something easy. Do you want me to go back and forth, or do you want me to just stick it out there, and you guys can throw it?
Go back and forth. Start with John. Okay. He'll guess, and we'll go back and forth.
Sure. All right, John, I'm going to give you a softball. I shouldn't tell you it's a softball because if you blow it, then you feel bad. But I think you're okay.
I'll feel bad regardless.
How about giggle mug?
Giggle mug.
Giggle mug.
That has got to be a tankard of beer right there.
A giggle mug? A tankard of beer. Giggle mug. I will say a person that's easily amused.
Very close. Very close. Mug being the face.
Right.
Not the drinking. Yep. Referred to a person who is always smiling. It's a giggle mug.
All right. Yeah, let me say this. I'm going to give our guest a compliment here.
Yeah.
John Behrens, the nicest man in Milwaukee comedy.
Oh, for sure.
No, let me say this.
100%.
Let me say this. We're not kissing butt here. No. I've been going to these open mics with these guys, and the one guy that has been the most inclusive, the most happy to see me and everybody there, without a doubt, it's John Behrens. I'm serious about this. I want to give you a compliment. You are the guy that kind of brings a calm to everybody because you're happy to see everybody.
Thanks a ton, mm-hmm. Chris. That really does mean a lot.
Yeah. And it's like I said, it's unsolicited. It's not meant in any ironic sense. I've told Jim, I said, John is the one that brings everybody, you know, a certain amount of joy because you know he's happy to see everybody.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, and you know, we've met a few times and every time I see it's like same thing.
I don't know if I'd call him a giggle mug.
Yeah.
But close in his own way.
Thank you, fellas.
Right. Exactly.
Well, if I can make one day better, that's what I need.
Yep. One day at a time.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, next one.
Okay. Door knocker. Chris, we'll start with you. A door knocker.
Door knocker. Well, obviously, you could say a door knocker, you know, something to knock on the door, but this is an old-time idiom. Door knocker is a traveling salesperson. How about you, John?
Okay. I was going to go for a door-to-door salesman as well.
Okay.
Nope. Okay. You're both kind of way off on this one.
Right.
This is kind of a, well, maybe they're all weird, but this one is weird. A door knocker was a type of beard. It was shaved, leaving hair under the chin and upon each side of the mouth, forming with the mustache something that looked like a door knocker.
Oh, really?
So that's the, yeah, it's the shape more than the actual activity, I guess.
John Behrens has got a beard.
Yep.
I wouldn't call it a door knocker.
I would not call it a door knocker. No. It's a solid beard.
When's the last time you were clean shaven, John?
Oh, man. That is a... that would have been the Thanksgiving before the previous because I made a mistake when shaving and I was like, well, time to start on over, which that was a mistake.
Yeah.
I've got a face that looks like John Goodman, unfortunately. So... It's very appealing on a 45, 65-year-old guy, but just downright unsettling on a 25-year-old.
Yeah. Well, the beards are in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. Yeah, the pandemic, I realized I needed a haircut when the pandemic started, and I knew I wasn't getting in to see anybody for weeks and months. I just shaved the whole thing. And I startled myself. I have kind of like, my wife said, hey, you know, at the time I had like a little bit of a beard, nothing like yours, but a little, she said, you cannot shave your face because you look like a big toe. Like I can't see where your head ends, your face starts, you know, like just anyway.
I feel like everyone needs a Breaking Bad face during the pandemic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Something to remind themselves that there's still something there.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Every time I went past the mirror, I startled myself. But anyway. All right. So next one, let's go with a butter and egg man.
Ooh. That goes to John.
Right. Yep. That's to John. Right.
Man, it sounds like a dairy farmer or possibly some sort of milkman, but I'm going to have to leave it at that. That it sounds like it should be self-explanatory. It probably isn't.
You're going to go with kind of a profession. I'm going to say it's a proxy for like a meat and potatoes guy. Like a butter and egg is like that guy's a meat and potatoes guy, meaning no nonsense, straight shooter.
Interesting.
That's my guess.
That's closer.
Dang.
That's closer. So a butter and egg man has nothing to do with breakfast preferences.
Okay.
The term, according to Green's Dictionary of Slang, give them credit here, refers to a wealthy but unsophisticated small-town businessman who acts like a playboy when he's visiting the big city.
Ah.
So it's almost the opposite
of
what I said.
Well, yeah, but sort of, you know. But,
big
I mean,
fish in a small pond, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Or you know, kind of, I would say too big for his britches. That's the one I would, you know. That's where I would break out, you know.
We don't want to claim any writing credits here for the Barron's Brother Comedy Tour. Some of these could be used potentially in some type of old-timey way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Midwestern way. All right, let's hear the next one.
Right. Okay. You guys may have actually heard this one before.
All right.
Wet sock. Chris, you're up. Wet sock.
Wet sock. I think that's, I'm going to say it's like a wet blanket. Somebody that is like a party pooper or somebody that takes the fun out of things. That's my guess.
Okay. This one's actually got two different meanings. So you got to, double shot at this.
Oh man. Wet sock. Definitely sounds unpleasant.
Yeah.
I would definitely chalk that up as someone who slows down the party or expedition just so they can get back to their own bearings and not slow things down for everyone else.
Let me slow down again. I got to get credit for in the Barron's Brother Comedy Tour. Charlie, during the show, has to address the concept of the soaker. Does he address the soaker? Is that something he talks about?
I got a soaker.
You know what the soaker is?
Yeah, when you step in a puddle
with
your
sock. When you're a kid and you get a soaker. As like a six-year-old, that was the bane of your existence, getting a soaker. I hated getting soakers.
Yeah. That's still the bane of my existence. It can just be something like someone spilled a thing of water at my place, and it's like...
And you're walking around in your socks.
Yeah, I hate that.
It happened the other day.
I take the socks off immediately.
Yeah.
It's the one place you should feel safe. And then...
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. That's the. You want a safe space.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry.
Wet sock. That's okay. A wet sock is a limp handshake.
Okay.
Or in Australia, a dull person, which is basically what you guys both were. Okay. We're essentially insinuating, right? Somebody who's just kind of a. Blah. All right. Let's see. Scroll through here. These are describing people again, but how about, let's see, who are you up? Chris, you up?
Am I up?
I'm down for either.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm up. Okay.
Chris, I think you're up. A nose bagger.
A nose bagger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A nose bagger.
Nose bagger.
Nose bagger. They might have to bring that one back. I don't know what it means, but they might have to bring it back. That person's a real nose bagger. I'll say he is somebody that is somebody that's in other people's business, that he's a little bit of a snoop, I'll say.
Hmm. Okay.
Right off the bat, that does sound like a cocaine addict. Yeah, but,
it sure does. Yeah.
No, but nosebagger. Hmm. That's a really good explanation, honestly. But I feel like it's like a idiom for someone who wears their hearts on their sleeves.
Okay.
Interesting.
Strange as it is, it sounds like someone who definitely goes for the sense of things more so than the supposed definition.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's hear the actual definition.
All right. A nosebagger is someone who takes a day trip to the beach. He brings his own provisions and doesn't contribute at all to the resort he's visiting.
Well, how was I supposed to know that?
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
That's a way to really condense that paragraph into one thing.
Exactly.
There's a certain lens of interpretation that needs to go there.
That gentleman brought his own provisions, doesn't contribute at all to the resort he's visiting.
How will the resort ever recover from this?
He's a real nosebagger. Right.
It's very it expedites language.
It really does. Yeah. It condenses things. Yeah. Yep.
I could definitely see it for someone. I'd bring it back for someone who's like not willing to bring anything along to the party. You know what I mean? Just goes there, takes all the food.
It's kind of like the Germans.
Exactly. Yeah.
The Germans have got the Farfernugan, or where they got those long words that mean like a whole thing. Mm-hmm. This is kind of the Farfernugan thing.
Yeah, right. And that person is also probably a double dipper.
Oh, would 100%.
We agree? Of course. Come on. Yes.
And they ask for leftovers at the end of the day.
Right, yeah. Or they take the thing they brought with them, which my wife says you can't do, apparently.
I'm not going to have your wife look. I'm going to look the other way quickly. Yeah.
Tupperware is expensive. I'm taking that back.
That's right. Yeah. So are chips.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. I think we got time for one more, maybe two.
All right.
Pretzel bender. There's multiple definitions for pretzel bender, so we'll start with you, John.
Pretzel bender is the word.
Well, I can't legally say my first thoughts, so.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man, a pretzel bender. Sounds like someone who convolutes a scenario, makes things much more complicated than it should be, and he does this out of habit. Is it
at a resort? Let me just ask that.
Maybe a last resort.
Does he bring his own provisions? Only
his
own.
Oh, man. I will say that he sounds like someone who has a complexity addiction.
All right.
Pretzel bender. He's a real pretzel bender. A pretzel bender is a gentleman or a ne'er-do-well who, I want to come up with something slightly different than our guest here. It's somebody who can talk your ear off. Somebody who doesn't get to the point.
Okay. Potentially, you both could be right. It's a peculiar person. So you both described peculiar types of people. Okay. So, you know, it could qualify. It's also a player of the French horn.
Okay.
Huh.
A wrestler, which you can see, bend a guy into a pretzel. I can see that. Or a heavy drinker. And I think that's where the bender comes in. But pretzel bender, I'm not sure. Maybe because you're eating pretzels while you're drinking
beer. And pretzels
beer,
go
right?
together.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Pretzels are making me thirsty. We might have time for one more. Let's hear
from Jim. One more. Let's see. Okay. I can't do that one. All right. sorry, audience. This one's loaded. Hump the swag. Chris,
Is it R-rated?
No.
That's not R-rated. Mm-mm. Okay. Nope. Hump the swag. It is it is somebody that, kind of like your wife, said.
Hey.
you don't bring the stuff. You don't take the stuff back at the party, right?
Okay.
Somebody humps the swag is somebody that grabs a lot of the stuff at a party or at some, and takes it back with them. They grab stuff that's not necessarily theirs and takes it back
with them. Takes off, yeah. Gotcha. Right. How about you, John?
Sounds like someone who lightens the bags to make their journey easier. Or in a lesser tone, it's like someone who has their fingers on the scale, so to speak.
Okay.
They're looking to just minorly adjust the whatever you're doing, so that the end results are just a little bit more in their favor.
Okay.
At a resort.
He's humping the swag. Yeah, look at it. He's got his finger on the toe on the scale.
All right.
The swag means to carry your luggage on your back.
Hump the swag.
On that note, I'm going to have to hump the swag out of here because I got to get out of here, pick up my son from baseball. But John Behrens, thank you so much for coming out and talking to us. Had a great time.
Jim, thank you so much for having me, and you as well, Chris. This is an absolutely lovely day.
Yeah, this
has been a
great
day, and now you're off to do another set.
Hopefully they still have some time for me, but you know, that's just how it goes in comedy, right?
There you go. Hump your swag and get out of here.
That's right.
All right, thanks again, John.
Yeah, thanks, John. Appreciate
Gentlemen,
it.
Thank you so much. Have yourselves a great day.
You as well.
Join us next time on the Bait and Switch podcast for a preview of the upcoming season for our Milwaukee Brewers. We'll be right back.
You've made it to the end of another Bait and Switch podcast. Spread the word.